3.2 Limits to Growth Part 1
Hello, welcome again to Money Matters. Now, we've had a few emails from listeners asking us to discuss the topic of economic growth. Margaret Bentley from Surrey writes, It's disappointing to hear the economy has grown less than expected, but why do economies need to keep on growing? And David Adams from Newcastle says, Politicians are always promising to get the economy back to normal growth rates, but surely our economy can't carry on growing forever. Well, I'm pleased to say we've got two people in today who are well placed to discuss this issue. Tony Adams is head of the Centre for Economic Policy.
Hello.
And Helen Armitage works for a think tank called Alternative Economies.
Hello.
Tony, can you make the case for economic growth?
Well, basically, just to maintain current living standards, the economy has to grow as fast as the population. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't keep up, there isn't enough work for everyone, and that means rising unemployment. But we want to keep improving living standards, not just maintain them, especially for the poorest in society. And the only way we can lift people out of poverty is through economic growth.
That's not strictly true, though, is it? Politicians want economic growth because it allows them to say they'll make the poor richer without having to make the rich any poorer. Without economic growth, we have to start looking at the issue of income redistribution, letting the poor have a bigger slice of the cake. Of course, the people at the top are keen to avoid that, so they just keep trying to make the cake bigger and bigger.
Right. Would you agree that growth is a way to avoid doing anything about inequality, Tony?
Well, of course we need to avoid wealth redistribution if it means higher taxes on the rich. That reduces their motivation to invest, and so the economy then grows even less. Mm-hmm. We need to give everyone in society the opportunity to be better off, and that's what economic growth makes possible.
Isn't that true, Helen? That growth keeps everyone happy?
You mean a rising tide lifts all boats? That's such a familiar idea, along with the famous trickle-down effect. But growth in recent decades hasn't reduced inequality. It's made it worse. Statistics show that the poorest in society haven't benefited. The tide seems to have lifted only the big yachts, not all the boats.
Well, it's certainly made a huge difference in developing countries. The gap between rich and poor countries is much smaller than it used to be. Most of the world's population now live in middle-income countries.
Yes, but the inequality within countries has continued to increase. And anyway, it's wrong to assume that economic growth automatically leads to greater happiness. That may be true for the very poor, when you really don't have enough. More is definitely good. But overall, we've seen our economies grow 24 times bigger in the last century, and we're beginning to realise it hasn't made us that much happier. Studies show that at a certain level of income, the connection between more income and greater happiness disappears.
Yes, I've heard that. And it starts to happen at a surprisingly modest level of income, too.
But you're arguing against basic human psychology here. People always want more. They always have, they always will.
Yes. Huh?
You see lots of relatively well-off people doing the lottery. Why is that?
Because they can't help thinking that buying more stuff will make them feel happier. It's what our society encourages us to believe. Just look at all the adverts on TV. But if we stop to think about what gives us greatest fulfillment, does it always involve consumption? If you want to see what really makes you feel happier, go for a long walk in the countryside with a friend. Try watching a sunset one day this week. Organise a ball game with some friends in the park.
Yeah, it all sounds very nice. But people won't stop wanting to buy more gadgets that will make their lives easier and more fun.
Do gadgets really do that, though?